Chevy Township, mobile monitoring. WSGG772, mobile monitoring.
RWB489 from WSHM738.
Yeah, go ahead there, Paul. Good morning. WRWB489.
Yep, good morning. Yeah, here we are. Tuesday, at least starting to make some headway into the week. It's pretty bad when you start out on a Monday and you can't wait till it's Friday. Not good to wish your life away.
No, it's not. Just getting ready for work here, so I will say good morning and goodbye. And I'll be back monitoring.
All right, very good. I was going to report no rain, but I did see just one area. There were a couple of raindrops on the windshield, not much to speak of. Haven't seen anything since, so I don't know. I don't think it's supposed to rain today, just windy. All right, we'll see you, Mike. Get ready for work. We'll catch you later. Have a good one. I'm not too far away as we speak. We'll see you. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. Good morning. Yeah, whoever that is, you probably got to find a better spot. Pretty noisy. Couldn't make any audio out whatsoever there.
How about now, Paul? Is this any better?
Ah, yeah, that was better. Actually, I know who you are. I recognize the voice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're using a little walkie-talkie. Is that what you're using to get in? Well, that time you had a pretty good signal in, but no audio. I didn't hear you, like you were 10 miles away from the microphone.
Yeah, right now I'm talking right into it.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. It's working.
Appreciate it. The numbers are real slow.
I'm sorry, but the audio's too light, you know, and they get a lot of background noise here in the cabin of the truck. So, anyways, I'm almost where I'm supposed to be. You guys have a good morning, or whoever that was. I'm not sure if you, Paulie, or somebody else was in there. I'm not sure. So, audio's that light. All right, we'll see you. Have a good morning. WSHM 738.
Okay, we catch you there. This is WSCQ 996, Monica. Hey, good morning, Mike. You're still out there.
Yeah, good morning, Paulie. I'm getting ready for work, so I got to cut this short, but, yep, good morning, and hope you have a good day. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
WHQQ 996UB, I'm on the way.
USGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
WSFM 330, mobile and monitoring.
Station 218,
WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear. WSHF 567, monitor. WSGH 922 monitoring.
WSHW 556 mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, good morning. WSFW 542, how's everybody doing out there today?
WSHW 556, doing good, doing good. How about yourself?
Real good, real good. I'm here in Lapeer. Where are you at?
I'm out in Saginaw.
Well, you're coming in real clear. I just wondered how everybody was doing today. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, I've seen that too. It's supposed to be a beautiful day outside. Nice little breeze going at the moment.
Well, my name's Doug. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, pleasure to meet you, Doug. I'm Shane.
Yes, pleasure to meet you as well. Well, Shane, you have a great day, and this is WSFW 542. I'll be monitoring.
Hey, you as well. Enjoy the day. Be safe out there. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
WSGH 922 listening.
WSDM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile and monitoring. WSDM 993 monitoring and mobile.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning there, Paige. Doing all right. How was the Wassel yesterday down there with Travis?
It was fun. I like going down there just because he's got... He doesn't have a whole lot of older radio stuff, but he's got a... He's got a little bit there, and... You know, I love that I got a rapport with him that I can just be like, you know what, don't mind me, I'm going to be nosy and just start poking around and grabbing stuff.
Roger that, I hear you there. That's cool, man. That's awesome. Really, really cool, man. Definitely. Did you get anything when you were down there? Any radios or any equipment or purchase anything, barter anything down there? Or?
No, negative. I just went down there to get rid of a couple of those Motorolas that he wanted, and then I had a really, really old Motorola paperweight that I was trying to get rid of, so I just gave that to him, and hung out for a little bit, chatted for a little bit, and he had a meeting to go to, so I came home, but it's always a nice little trip going down there to see him.
Roger that. Yeah, I hear you there, man. All right, well, I'm going to jump off of here. My friend just got in the car here, so I'm going to jump back off of here, but I just want to jump in there and say hi real quick or whatnot. You take it easy, my friend, and have yourself a good day. We'll do it again, and we'll talk with you. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring after your final.
Roger that. Have a good day. Enjoy your time with your friend. We'll talk to you later. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
Foxtrot 902, 792, you out there? Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902, 792, you out there? 792, you out there?
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.
Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902. 793, you out there, brother? Come back. Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot 902. 793, you out there?
WSGH 922 monitoring.
Station 922. WIAT 288, copy.
Well, hello, Jack. How you doing today?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Doing well. Just got back in from mowing the lawn and, working around the house.
Oh, well, you can't do nothing else. You gotta work around, make sure around the house it looks good. And that's what I gotta do, go out there and do it.
Yeah, roger that. It's nice and warm, but a little bit windy. For sure. I had to put my hat on backwards.
Hey, it's very windy here. I didn't know that. It was very windy.
We're getting gusts like up around 40 over here.
And the leaf would go too.
Yeah, roger that. I missed you on the morning brew this morning.
Yeah. Well, they said they'd drink a mushroom coffee. I had it once about 20 years ago. Well, it's not that bad, really. Maybe because I put a cream in there.
Yeah, you're a better man than me. I don't think I'd try a mushroom coffee. I don't know. I like mushrooms in my spaghetti sauce, but I don't know about drinking it for coffee.
Yeah, well, some people don't like that. Some people do, but you know what? I put some cream, yeah. And it tastes good. It tastes like a mushroom.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I wanted to give you a call. I texted you earlier. I was going to see if you had a minute.
All right. I'll be here. go ahead and assign Axel and go on the phone. Tell me how you do so it is clear.
WSG 92, we're clear.
WSCI 783, mobile to base, copy. WSCI 783, mobile to base, copy. WSCI 783, monitoring.
WSDM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSGV 254, WSGV 254, WSDM 993, copy.
Station 793, station 793, Dave, WSBM 993, copy.
WSBM 993, clearing monitoring the frequency.
Are you Dan? Oh, yeah, you trying to take a coach? Walking in here, but I tell you I was going to go. I would.
RAQ651 mobile. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
993 from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Hello again.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, Paige, WSBM 993 mobile. How's it going?
Not too bad. Went and picked up my partner from Coleman out there, and we're over here in Bay City. Going to do some bowling and then go do some karaoke tonight.
Roger that. Bowling in Bay City and karaoke in Bay City, eh?
Yep, that's the plan.
Yeah, I bowled with the kiddos on Sunday out in Bay City there at Washington Lanes, where we were went and did a little bit of bowling there on Sunday at Washington Lanes there.
Well, I'm not sure I'm going in the right direction right now, but we're planning on going to Euclid.
Hear that? I think that's, what is that, Monitor Lanes?
Yep,
sir. Roger that. Well, it sounds pretty fun, man. That sounds like you got it planned out pretty good, definitely. Do you sing karaoke or you just watch it?
Nah, I'm just going to watch. I don't know if they're going to sing or not, but I'm just going to watch. I'm going to do everyone a favor and knock it up there.
Copy that one. Got to go to work tonight, I'm assuming, or you got it off tonight?
Nah, I'm off tonight.
Hey, roger that. I hear you. Well, it feels good to have a day off or whatever. It's real windy today, man. Real super windy. Beautiful day, though. Beautiful day, but extremely windy out there. But anyways, Paige, you and your friend there have a good time tonight there and whatnot, bowling and karaokeing, and we'll definitely holler at you and talk with you. Safe travels out there as well, and you take care, and we'll talk with you on the next round. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring mobile.
Yeah, roger that. Have yourself a good one, and yeah, we're getting back paying attention to driving. We almost just wrecked out here. So, all right, we'll talk to you later. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, we're clear.
Node 700. Timeout.
ESPM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSIA 776 listening.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSSF 330, mobile and monitoring.
SGG 772, downtown Rochester, monitoring.
Japan Foxtrot monitoring.
What's Japan Foxtrot 902? 793, you out there? Japan Foxtrot 902, 793, you out there? What's the fan Foxtrot 902? 793, you out there? No copy, 793.
WSGI 432, monitoring and mobile.
WSHW 556 monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WSHW 556, how's it going today, 993?
After that, going all right, my friend. Real extremely windy today out there, it is, definitely. Beautiful day, though. Gotta love it. How's the work headquarters going today?
They're going great so far. Been pretty busy.
Copy that. How is it working out in all this wind today? Is it pretty difficult or are you managing pretty well?
Yeah, so far most of the day I've been indoors stripping motors down, getting them cleaned up and plugged.
Roger that. I hear ya. Yep, definitely, man. I appreciate you reaching out and giving me a holler, definitely.
Yeah, not a problem at all.
So, a few more hours to go, and then you'll be done for the day, eh?
Yeah, it looks like it. I actually haven't been keeping track of time. I just looked. It's darn near almost 4 o'clock.
Indeed, yeah, it goes by pretty quick when you're staying busy, doesn't it, most of the time?
Yeah, it sure seems to. My last job, the days kind of seemed to drag on, but with this one, the days fly by like it's not even, you know, even there. One second I come in, next second I know it's lunch, by the time I get back, it's pretty much time to leave.
Yes, indeed. Any plans for the evening, or just going home and kicking back and relaxing for the evening?
No, nothing planned for tonight, but the most I'll do if I do go anywhere is go out to my dad's and hang out with him for a little while. Other than that, I'll probably just end up kicking back at home, relaxing, and having a couple of brews for the night.
Copy that. Yeah, I hear ya. Got another game night lined up for the weekend or anything, or no?
I actually haven't heard from them in about a day or so. Usually they keep in touch with me, but I do remember the last time I was over there, they said they were going to take a break because they usually have a lot of people over almost every day, every other day. So from the sounds of it, they were wanting to take a break for a little while and kind of settle themselves.
Roger that. I hear ya. All right, man. Well, I'm just about to my destination here, so I'm going to get ready to sign off here for a little bit, and I'll be back on the back on the radio in a little while here, a little bit. But appreciate you reaching out there, Shane, and maybe we'll talk with you a little bit later on. This will be WSDM 993 Mobile, clear and clear and signing off after your final.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll hear me out there later on tonight. I'm going to get back to work and finish up what I'm doing here for the day, and hope to hear from you later. Safe travels out there. Don't let nobody crazy drive you off the road. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
Foxtrot 902. Dave, you out there?
WSHW 556, mobile and monitoring.
WRUG 488, this is WRHW 478.
WRUG 488.
Good evening, Jack, how you doing?
WRUG 488. Fine, how you doing, Howard?
Good, and you, sir? Trying to give you a shout-out on C6 earlier, but I guess I found out that I got to get halfway home before I can hit that repeater from work. And then try to hear, but no-go. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm on the other side every day, you know, on the ham side. That's why. Don't
hit me
too much on this side.
Right, I didn't, this time I didn't try it. I tried it on the way home. And, couldn't hit it. I think I was too far out. 2-6, is that your, primary frequency?
Yeah. You're right.
I heard you this morning trying to get in. Well, I didn't know it was you. I heard somebody trying to get in on the Northville repeater, but I never heard any voice where I was at.
That was me. You and Joey were talking, and I couldn't get nothing. I couldn't get through. I don't know why. I was on the base station on the TYT 9600.
What was your output power? What were you putting out?
Medium side.
Yeah, for that Northville repeater, you may have to bump it up to high power. Another one, I don't know if you can hit, is 442-100. Joe's on that one pretty frequently. He's retired, so he's probably on and off all day long. Good guy to talk to. I don't know if he's any QSOs with him.
He's the best guy out there. Really, he was the first connect on the ham side. I was talking to him. He was the first one. And I put him down in the book.
Nice. Yeah, I used to listen to him and a couple other guys in the morning on the way to work before I got my ticket. And now this is like three or four of us pretty regularly on the way to work. I talked to him this afternoon on the way home. So he's always there.
Yes, yeah, he is really. Anyhow, well, good talking to you, Howard. Take care. We'll talk again. I'm driving and too much traffic, and I don't have no power in the house yet. That storm came hard in here in Rochester, made with no power.
I already hear that. I know what that's like. Definitely not fun. So, you take care. Try and stay cool, and catch you in a few days or so. WRHW 478, clear.
Howard, you take care. Have a good day. WRUG 488, clear.
WSGH 92, listening.
WRTX 930.
WSET 544, mobile and monitoring.
WSDM 993, mobile and monitoring.
WSDM 993, WATD 959, got a copy.
Hey, 959, how's it going, my friend? Doing all right over here, man, on this nice, lovely, wonderful Tuesday, windy day today. How's it working with Mr. Motorola and programming cable over there?
I don't know. You tell me. How does it sound?
Oh, you're on the HD. Okay, okay. Not sounding too bad, my friend. Not sounding too bad. Sounding pretty good, actually. That's awesome, man. Oh, it definitely, definitely worked, whatever you did with the software and programming of it. Definitely sounds pretty good, man, no doubt.
Oh, it took some doing. It took some doing, some hacking, some haggling, all kinds of stuff to get it to finally work, but we figured it out. I just don't like that it doesn't have a screen. I can't tell where any of the settings are or anything. I gotta kind of just guess. It kind of sucks.
Roger that. So channel 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 5, and 6, or whatever those channels are, like channel 1, maybe you would program Flynn in, channel 2, you would program Saget, and you continue to do it like that, or, I mean, how do you do it?
Yeah, that's not the problem. The problem is like, what the power setting is on, what zone I'm in, there's all kinds of settings on this thing, and you can't tell what any of them are except for by how many times you push the button. So if you're not paying close attention every time you change something, you screw it all up.
Okay, I guess I kind of get what you're saying, I guess. Yeah, definitely. So it definitely took you a while to program it and get it all done right. I mean, it's a couple hours, or I mean, it was pretty pretty intense, eh?
Yeah, it was a whole new learning curve for me. Basically, I've been doing it this whole week since I got the cable. So that's what, 5 days now, trying to find the right software, and then it had a password on the code plug that I had to figure out how to bypass, and then there's specific things in the programming that you got to figure out, and you have to register with Motorola to get certain aspects of the radio to actually work. It's a pain in the ass.
Hey, Roger that. I hear you, man. It sounds pretty complex, pretty difficult. Wow. I mean, now that you did it once, and if you were to have another radio, I mean, do you think you got it pretty figured out now, or not really?
Yeah, for the most part. I haven't tried the digital part of it yet. I just got this one repeater programmed in the analog part of it, so I mean, for what you want them for, yeah, it would be easy. It would be easy now that I have all the right shit. But is that it was just a matter of getting all that right stuff, that's all.
Roger. Yeah, you said, if I remember correctly, you said you can program it for GMRS and also for amateur radio too, correct? Or you can only program it for, yeah, you said you can do it for both, right?
Only on UHF though, only on the 440 band. This radio only covers the 440 band, so that and on ham, it's on analog ham, it's 25 megahertz is the width of the bandwidth, and I can't get it to go to that yet. It's fine on the 12.5 on GMRS because it's not that big of a difference, but on ham it's a little bit different. Not being able to go to the 25, I got to figure out how to get it. I got to figure out how to get it to let me do that.
Roger that. WSBM 993 for radio identification. Now 440 band and 70 centimeter band. Is that the same? Is that the same frequencies, or is that two different bands?
440 is much is higher than that, so that's how you're able to get to the GMRS band, because the GMRS band isn't considered 70 centimeter, it's considered GMRS, but it's in the 440 band, so it's, you know, all that technical BS.
Do you have the,
Sorry, where that was, you broke up there. Come back one more time.
Yeah, do you have the Motorola entitlement key for your software, which allows you to program the wideband?
I am still waiting for that. I have applied for it on Motorola Solutions, but haven't gotten it. I got lucky and got a copy of the CPS that I needed, and then just kind of ran with it from there.
All right. Well, when you get that, you'll solve the wideband thing on. I just wasn't sure if you knew about that. So there you go. Carry on.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the info there. Yeah, I'm just, like I said, this is a big learning curve for me, but it was kind of fun figuring it out.
Roger that there, Rick. So the HD and then the mobile that I got, Motorola, would those are probably would be, when you program those, it's probably going to be completely different with the handheld and the mobile unit, correct?
Well, the other handheld is exactly the same, so all I got to do is clone that one. Just put all the repeaters in and clone it. So that's not going to be a big deal. But as far as the mobile goes, I have not even looked into that yet, and I don't even know if that uses the same CPS or not yet. So that's going to be another part of the learning curve.
I hear you there, Rick, definitely. Well, I'm glad you got it going, man. It sounds good, man. It's definitely working really good. I'm really happy for you that it's, you know, that it's, you know, up and running, and it sounds really good, man.
I know you're supposed to go by the bleep what power setting is on, but I don't know which is the negative beep and which is the positive beep, so I don't know whether I'm running 1 watt right now or whether I'm running 4 watts right now.
How would you figure that out? You got to program it in or something, plug it in, and it'll go into the settings or something, and it'll tell you what it's putting out?
No, I could probably just hook it up to my meter and figure it out, figure out which bleep is the high and which bleep is the low, because that's the only way you can tell is by when you push the button that's assigned to the power rating. It bleeps one way for low, and it bleeps a different tone for high, and I just haven't figured out which one is which yet.
you that. Well, yeah, man, it definitely sounds really good. I'm glad you were able to get it up and running there, man. That's awesome. I'm going to jump off of here, Rick. I got to run in the house real quick or whatever, but thanks for giving me a shout and hollering at me or whatnot. We'll definitely talk again and whatnot, and you take care and have yourself a good one. WSDM 993, clear and monitor at your final.
All right. Give me another couple of days here, and I will do the investigating into that mobile and see if it's the same CPS, and maybe I'll get my my ID from Motorola by then, and then I'll just be able to download everything off of their site much easier than what it took me to get the stuff that I got now. But once I figure out if that's the same CPS and all that and everything, and you get the programming cable, we'll get them both programmed up.
All right, man. Sounds like a plan. I appreciate you. I always do, man. You take it easy for now, my friend, and hope all is going well. Otherwise, we'll talk soon. WSDM 993 clear.
All righty. Talk to you later. WITP 959 clear and monitoring.
WSCI 783 mobile to base, copy.
WSBM 993 back in the mobile and monitoring.
WRVV525, how's it going this evening?
Roger that, 525. Going all right, my friend. How you doing tonight?
Yeah, doing pretty good. Enjoying this weather. Grilled some chicken and shrimp fajitas on the grill and just kind of working on cleaning up the yard a little bit.
Hey, copy that. I hear you. Definitely. Yeah, beautiful day. I mean, it was pretty windy, but I mean, other than that, a beautiful day. Whereabouts did you say you're located at again?
In Southfield, near 8 Mile in Southfield, right on the north border of Detroit. You're up in Saginaw, right?
I roger that. Yep, Saginaw, yep.
Yeah, so what you've been up to today, it sounds like I heard you a couple times. You've been running around in the mobile, cruising around town for the day?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's pretty much basically it. Just been driving around, cruising around. Had to run a few errands, a few different errands today, and took some friends or whatever around and had some appointments and different things and whatnot, so, yep.
Yeah, sounds good. Keeping busy, that's always good. Yeah, just trying to get a little bit more work done here before I got to get these kids ready for bed. So, but yeah, enjoying the day.
Copy that, man. Well, like I said, I appreciate you calling out and giving me a call or whatever and that. So, always good to hear from you. And you enjoy the rest of your evening tonight, and we'll talk again. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring, clear.
Yeah, take it easy, be safe out there, and we'll catch you next time. WRVV525, I'll be listening.
WRAQ651, WQZJ969, copy.
WRWM638 listening.
WPU844, got a copy? No copy on WSGU844. WSHR566.
WSGG772, base monitoring.
Station 772, WIUG38, copy. Station 772, WIUG38, copy. I guess he's not out there. WIUG. Wait, hey, clear. And station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy. WSCI 847. WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. One more time. WSCI 847.
WSCI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
488 Jack. How you doing? WRTX 930. Oh, I'm doing fine. The power was off, it just came back on. It was off for 6 hours.
Oh, that's always a load of fun. Yeah, I hear you guys got some storms down there. It was a beautiful day here. Sunny the whole time. It was windy, a little bit windy, but... Yeah, I heard the storms rolled down through there.
I used to see it. It was a bad storm. It got so dark, it looked like it's about 2 o'clock in the morning, how dark it got, and that storm really hit the power line and turned it off. I don't know how many people, but Rochester Hills got hard hurt.
Yeah, that's always a lot of fun when the power goes out, but... Yeah, it seems like it was short-lived, so good news. You're back in business.
Well, they put us out of business for 6 hours, and that's a lot.
6 hours, yeah. You can handle 6 hours, hey. You did handle it. So you're good. When we lose power here, it's usually for like a day or two. So 6 hours is, yeah, I'll take 6 hours over a day or two.
Again, 6 hours without no radio.
Well, just hook it up to your car battery. That's all I need.
I see what you're saying. You got a pickup truck, you put it on a pickup truck and they start going. You're right about that. I didn't think of that. I thought, you know what, I'm going to need a generator, so I had to get the generator out, make sure it works. And I started it, and it worked. Then I had to turn it off. I said, okay, I'll wait another hour and see what happened. But it did.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of fun playing around with the generators. We have a whole house generator that kicks on here. Run off the propane supply. There's no gas here, so we run on propane. It always works, but you can run the radio off the car battery. That always works.
I leave the car on, and the radio on, and the spring gas, right?
Well, it only depends on how much you're transmitting. The carburetor will last quite a while without the car on, if you're not transmitting all that much.
Oh, see, I wanted to transmit to Ohio.
Well, you're always saying you only transmit on a medium, so you should always be fine.
Yeah, I guess so. Anyhow, what's happening? Are you outside with that good cigar?
The cigar is tapering off here. I'm debating whether I should pick these morel mushrooms I got here because it's supposed to get down to a little freezing tonight. Not sure if I should pick them or not because I know they'll get a lot bigger if I let them go a few days, but if it's going to get the freezing, I don't know. I'm kind of debating.
Oh, I don't know what to tell you, but I wouldn't worry about it. Maybe leave them a couple of days so they get bigger. I know they will. I don't know if it's going to be what, I mean, below 35 degrees.
Well, there's a frost warning for this area tonight. It's supposed to get down to 32, 31 or so. So we're in the woods, though. That never really applies on at that kind of level, you know, because we're in the woods, it kind of holds the heat a little bit better, but yeah, I'm sure if I drove out in the morning, I'll see the frost on the farm fields or whatever, but yeah, I don't know. I like those morels. I don't want them to get wrecked.
Can you throw a little cover over them?
Yeah, that's a little bit hard. They're spread out a lot.
Ooh, sounds like you got quite the cache of them. Good deal. Yeah, if you had some small pieces of burlap, you know, little 1 foot squares of burlap, you could probably walk around and cover the best of them or something. Or maybe that's it, you know, harvest half and keep half, you know, and if you get frost, at least you saved half, and if you don't, well, at least you got half that are good to go if you have to make a decision. But, yeah, if you get some little squares of burlap and just kind of throw it over the top of them. But a little late for that. You ain't doing it now.
Well, I could. spread out a little bit too much. I've marked out 17 different mushrooms. I got little flags. I poke them in the ground next to them because you can never find them when you go out the next day. So I've been watching them the last 2 days. They're getting bigger. I'm like, oh, man, it's going to be frost tonight. You're not wrong. Maybe I should take half of them.
Then you can only be half wrong. Anyhow, I didn't mean to interrupt. Howdy, guys. Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, maybe I would pick half of them. It really means Johnny was right. Pick half of them. I love the other half. You know, pick the one a little bit outside the tree, because if they're by the tree, then you don't have to worry about them, because they're not going to freeze there. By the side of the tree.
Yeah, you know, I think that's actually pretty good advice. I think I might go pick half of them.
At least you got a salad out of them.
Yeah, it's just funny. Those things tend to pop up, I think. I'm not sure about tomorrow because it's supposed to be cold tonight, but in the last 2 days, yesterday I only saw four. Today, another six or seven popped up. Yeah, those things just kind of appear out of nowhere.
Well, the best thing to do is grab these six, whatever they are, and leave it alone. But by the tree, really, it doesn't hurt too much. You know, all the outside of the tree in the opening.
Yeah. Yeah, well, my wife's taking her tomato plants in, so. Yeah. I think I'll go pick half of these things. I think that's the thing to do. I think that's good advice.
Then you're going to get the rest of them and grow in the day after or something like that. That's why when I plant Mother's Day, the day after I plant. Never plant before that because it's twice it happened. I lost all the cucumbers because I planted before and it freezed up at night. And what I did 1 year, cover it up with blue tar. And the same thing, they never grow up anymore. I said, the heck with this. I jumped planting, Mother's Day, the day after, and that's it.
Mother's Day, really? That's interesting. And yeah, that's in a couple of weeks. What's that, May 11th this year?
The day after Mother's Day, plant them and don't worry about nothing. There's no freezing, no rain, no hard, cold weather is going to come. And I know that. Every year I do the same thing. I go get them on Mother's Day, go get everything, and next day, work all day.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, we're getting our bees out here. They're starting to come out. Back out. I got the beehives back out and opened them up. They're in the barn all winter. Bees are starting to come out. Hopefully the hive is going to be okay again this year. We'll see. Sometimes these things, don't like being in hibernation that long, but. Yeah, the bees are, I see coming in and out, so I'm hopeful that the hive lasts of the winter.
Yeah, well, see, if you grow now, pepper and all that, that's okay. It would not freeze because they got thick leaves. The leaves are very thick, so it doesn't matter. But anything else with a light leaf, it'll go because that weather is just get on it very frosty. And this is WIUG 38.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I hear you on that one. I just hope the bees lasted the winter here, so. Because, yeah, those hives are pretty sensitive sometimes, but I see them moving in and out, and I think they'll be all right. I'm hopeful, but tonight might be interesting, because I took them out of the barn a week or so ago, and it's been pretty warm, and then, now it's going to get cold again. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I don't know, but wake up at 3 o'clock. I don't know if you're gonna wake up at 3 o'clock and look outside, see how it is. If you do that, then you'll know it. Anyhow, okay, I gotta back out of here. I gotta go get something to eat. So I will talk to you a little bit later. And good talking to you. Take care. WIUG 88.
Yeah, Jack, enjoy the rest of your evening. Yeah, I'm going to go in and get something to eat myself. Enjoy the rest of your evening. WRTX 930.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
WHSU 357.
That last station calling, this is WRPT 771. Where are you coming in from, sir?
This is WSHU 357.
Was that 357? Yeah, where are you located at?
It's 357, I'm located in Royal Oak.
Copy that. I'm down in Dearborn, Michigan right now. Just coming back from an event in Detroit. Coming pretty good. Quite the distance.
I appreciate that, sir. I just got this radio. I just got a radio out of the EV20. I'm just testing it out.
Yeah, no, you're coming in real good. Yeah, everything seems to be working fine. Not sure if you got the other repeaters programmed on there, but I think you're definitely hitting this one very well.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything programmed on this yet.
you're aware of mygmrs.com, I assume. At least I hope.
WHSU 357, monitoring and homicide.